Mishatess. After this, Bolei Lemizrach Hazara, he came towards the eastward direction, at least, of the courtyard. So instead of being on the west, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, he went towards the east, Litzfona Mizbeach, so that he was now north of the Mizbeach. Haskan, the deputy Kohen Gadol, Miminoi, would stand on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, Veresh Beis Av, and the head of that Beis Av, which is the group of Kohanim within that Mishmar. There are 24 Mishmaros, 24 large groups of Kohanim, who take in turns serving the Beis HaMikdash for a week at a time. And within each Mishmar, there are, according to most, 6 Bote Av, 6 smaller groups which serve on one day of the week. And then on Shabbos, they all serve together. But as it may, the head of that Beis Av, who was serving on that day of Yom Kippur, he would stand mismoilo on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. The Shoms Shnei Se'irim, and there were 2 goats there. The Kalpi Yisashom, and there was a lottery box. Uvoshne Gerolois, containing 2 lots. Shesh Kiraya Hayu, these 2 lots were made out of a certain type of wood. V'asom ben Gamla Shal Zahav, but Yeshua ben Gamla paid for them to be made out of gold. That was considered a bigger glory for the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, they would mention Ben Gamla in a praiseworthy way when the Chachon talked about him. They would praise him for having given this glory to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, as we will see later on in the Masechta, what exactly were these 2 goats for? So one of them was sent off a cliff, La'azazel, and the other one was brought as a korban to Hashem, and so the lottery was in order to decide which goat would be sent off to the cliff, and which one would be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash.